Hey, 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 how you guys doing? Welcome back to Carlos Tierney's Personal Development Podcast. As I said, this month we are focusing on being fearless in February. All right, we are talking about entrepreneurship and owning your own business. So I've been doing some studying over the last 2.5 months here or so as I continue my growth as a business owner and as an entrepreneur. And I've been reading this book called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. It's a fantastic book. It's a lot of different stories of other successful people throughout the world and throughout the time, dating back to, I believe, the late 1800s, and some of the successful people that kind of came out of those that era and that time and how they became so successful. And one of the chapters, I believe it's chapter 2, they talk about the desire. Right, the desire to be your best, the desire to make an impact on the people's lives that you have the opportunity to work with, and I find that to be one of the driving forces for myself. I'm very passionate about my opportunity that I have to impact lives with the people that I'm able to interact with, whether it's through my martial arts business, whether it's through my personal development business, my fitness coaching, whatever it is. You know, these are the vehicles that I use to impact people's life. And I feel that as a business owner, as you're moving forward with your business, this is something that you definitely want to make sure that you're achieving, right? Because if you don't have a desire and a true, full passion for what it is that you are trying to present to the world and what you're trying to give to the people that you're hoping to be able to impact, then you're not going to probably go too far, right? Because if the person doesn't feel your passion, doesn't feel your energy and what you're giving them, Why would they do business with you? Why would they invest into who you are and what it is that you are trying to provide for them? So for me, I think my desire, I have a burning desire to impact people's life, right? To help them get to a better place from when they first were, when we first interacted or when we first met. And that is my ultimate goal, right? So that being my goal, that's my why. So now I have to go back and look at, you know, how do I put all this into play? How do I put this into a system in place where I can actually use the desire that I have to help other people get to a better place? So again, this book has been really showing me a lot of awesome things and how to take my desire and break it down into different steps. So I'm going to share with you some of those steps that they say for us to do in this book. And again, the book is called Think and Grow Rich. I strongly recommend it for yourself if you're looking to kind of grow in your program and grow whatever it is that you're trying to do. But the steps that they have, one is, you know, writing out what your desire is. What is it that you want from what you do, right? So there has to be an end all be all, right? So for me, I look at it as not just the ability to impact people's lives, but also my ability to be able to take care of my family financially through my gifts and my talents that I have, to be able to use that to help kind of catapult myself and my family to where we want to be in life. So what I have to do, and the book kind of gives you some exercises to do, is I have to write down, what is my ultimate goal? Like, let's just say it's a number goal as far as monetary amount. What would be the number that will help me feel that I can take care of my family? Right. So then I go and I write that down. That is my desire, is to be able to take care of my family. So this is what my number is. Let's just say it's just as a roundabout figure, $500,000. So that is my goal. So then what I have to do is I have to go back and kind of backtrack everything and all the steps and everything I'm willing to do to give up to reach that goal. And all this will happen by me writing it all out and following the plan. All right, so this is my desire and what I want to do. So now I have to go back and break down the steps that I'm going to do that I'm willing to sacrifice to get to where I want to be. And how many people will I have to help? And how many people's lives will I have to impact during this process? All right, so this is something that I just wanted to kind of share with you guys, is the desire, right? And what we're going to do is we're going to take a brief little break, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to kind of break down some of my whys, and we're going to talk about another avenue that's going to help you in your entrepreneurship and your growth as you try to move forward in your business. All right, so see you in about maybe 2 seconds. We'll be right back, and we'll start another pod. See you soon. All right, hello, how you doing? We're back, okay? So as I talked about in the last part there, we talked about desire and what our desire was and what it is that we wanted to reach for our goals and the impact that we wanted to have. So one of the other things that I've been doing, guys, again, as an entrepreneur and as a business owner, you want to always be learning, right? So what you want to try to be doing is you want to try to get out and you want to be studying. You want to see who the successful people are, what they're doing to achieve the numbers and the impact that they're doing, that they're having, and help them reach the desires and goals that they want. So within reaching and meeting those people and kind of interacting with them and kind of studying, these people do a lot of studying, right? So they don't just kind of just fall into being successful. They put a lot of hard work into it. They do a lot of studying. They read and watch other successful people and the steps that they do. They invest into other people to try to help them get to a better place. But there was this one guy that I came across. It was in the TED Talk series. I don't know if you heard of that TED Talk series or not, but it's pretty good. I got a lot of people that kind of talk about different things to help, you know, build you mentally, physically, and spiritually. And there was a guy, his name was Simon Sinek. Simon Sinek talked about what people actually buy when they buy stuff, right? So if you were to look at, you know, the way people purchase and the way they buy certain things, a lot of people think they buy the what, right? So the way he broke it down was he used kind of like an Apple as an example, Apple and Dell, let's just say. Dell's what is, we have fast computers, our computers are, we have the nice little CD drive, and we have all these different gadgets on our computer. This is what we're able to give to you. When you come in and buy our product, you would then see that this is something that's really good for you. So it's kind of like they start with the what first, and then from the what, they go into the how, right? And then the last part is the why. And the way he broke it down was, it was more of kind of talking about starting with your why first, right? So why? So Apple will say that we have the most cutting edge type of technology. We know that our products will make sure that we provide products that will make your life easy and simple, and we make sure that you get the best product possible. How do we do this? Because we have the highest rated technology people in our program that make sure they have the most cutting edge and the best growing technology that's going to help you become your best. What is it? It's our new iPad. Don't you want to buy the iPad? So they start with the why. The why is because they know they're going to make your life a lot simpler, right? They know they produce a great product. The how is because they invest in the people that they have participating in their company, all right? And then the what is the iPad, right? So now most people would just buy an iPad, but some people buy the iPad, they buy the iPod, they have the iPhone, they have the iTV, they have the iFlat screen, they have the iComputer. So as you can see, they have a lot of different ways that they approach it, but they start with their why first. Where some a company like Dell is what he said in his thing, in his YouTube video, Dell will start with the what. So then when they start with the what, most people don't respond off of what you're selling. They more respond to why you're selling. So the goal is to, as you continue to grow your business and as you look at how you're going to market to people, market your why. Why does someone need to be doing business with you? Why is it, what is it that you offer to the world that can change their life and that can impact their life? And how do you do it? Then after you do it, tell them the what it is that you have to offer them. And then from there, that's going to be a great opportunity for you to be able to grow your business and grow with the people that you want to have a part of your association, who you interact with. So again, I hope you can kind of take something from this, guys. Know what your desire is. When you know what your desire, know why you have this desire, how you plan on delivering this desire, and then what it is that you're actually delivering to the people. And then I hope you guys can have great success with it. All right, so we'll be shooting for another podcast sometime later on this week. Again, I'm looking to work on some interviews with some awesome people. So when I have that come up, I'll definitely bring those people on to share their stories with you as well. All right. Have a great night, everyone. And we will see you on the next podcast. This is Carlos Tierney's personal development podcast. And I'll see you all soon. Have a great night.